Good morning, Christ Center. It's Thursday, August 1st, and this week in our Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we've been meditating on scriptures that talk about kindness. So we want to invite you again to read along and listen along with us and see what God might be highlighting from this passage in your own heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning, once again, we have Sharona Pong with us and Pastor Red Crab, and we're going to be reading out of the book of Titus, Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And Paul is talking to Titus about the church, about God's people. So we're going to read this one time and then take a pause and read it a second time. So pay attention for those things that are jumping out in your mind regarding kindness. Sharona?
Remind them, God's people, to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Pastor Rhett?
Remind them, God's people, to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of the works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Pastor Red is chomping at the bit here.
You know, what I hear him saying here is, you know, you can disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah.
There's a time when you can have exchange of ideas, which we've lost. And I think he's trying to renew it. And it starts with the church first before we get it out into the world. But we have, he doesn't say that you have to be agreeing with everything that's coming down the pike. But you have, there's a way of disagreeing without alienating whoever you're disagreeing with. And I think that's why we couldn't do it before the Holy Spirit came into our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're created to be right. We want to be right in everything.
Right.
Until the Holy Spirit says, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You listen.
Yeah, that's good. Sharona?
Yeah, I mean, I think what it's saying is we're supposed to show the works of the Holy Spirit in our lives, but we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, that's sort of the expectation that, hey, the Holy Spirit's in your life in enabling you to and giving you the power to be kind and gentle and self-controlled, and so that's the expectation, that's what we're to do. And That's the testimony, really, of who Jesus is people see Jesus through us. So it's on us to really dig deep into that relationship.
Yeah, that's good. The thing that was jumping out at me is, you know, verse 3, it's got all these, you know, we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, like all of these things that are really dark. And then verse 4 comes in, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Like, it's like this, you know, you almost feel that, like, things were so bad, but look what happened. When the goodness and the kindness of God entered the picture, we were saved. And if that's what happened to us, if it's, man, it was when his kindness appeared that everything changed, then that's what we owe that to our neighbors, you know? Like, we owe that kindness to them. That might not be a thing that would be true of people who don't follow Christ. They have to figure that out for themselves. But for us, if that's the way we were treated, and that was that dramatic intervention of the kindness of God, it doesn't even logically make sense that we would treat people without kindness, you know? It's like, this is, why would we withhold that if that's what saved us? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's fairly straightforward for us. It's like, how do you love that guy? How do you love that person? How do you love that person, that waiter who just turned their nose up at you, you know? And I think that's our opportunity. We have so many little opportunities. How do you deal with that person who posted that thing on Facebook and your eyes went really wide and you're like, oh my goodness. How do you deal with those things? And we have an opportunity to show kindness.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a challenge because our nature, you know, without Jesus is to react. And Jesus calls us to really just pause and check in with him before we respond.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
But you know, that's something. You don't wait till that happens to respond. You practice that.
Right.
So that in your heart, this is what you're, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got to be a daily affair, because I'll tell you what, the old man will resurrect every day to get his way. We have to crucify the flesh daily. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And as you make up your mind, I'm going to be kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll get opportunities to be tested.
That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, this is where the dailiness of the Holy Spirit walking with us daily, these things grow. Mm-hmm. So if we're struggling with kindness, it's lean in more toward the Holy Spirit, you know, and practice that daily and let that thing grow within us. I love that.
How do you want the Lord to treat you?
With harshness and vengeance.
That's what we have to say.
That's exactly
if
that's
he could
good.
Love me doing what I do, I can love you doing what you do.
And he's called us to love others how I have loved you. Yeah. I mean, like, that's pretty straightforward. I feel like we have some pretty good marching orders for this kindness thing, don't we? And we really do have an opportunity in really tense seasons like the one we're in now, politically charged. We have an opportunity to show kindness with those with whom we disagree.
Well, to pray for those.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with them to pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right, let's close in prayer. Sharona, you want to close us in prayer?
Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leadings of your Holy Spirit, so I might better demonstrate the fruit of kindness, reflecting the character of Jesus in all that I say and do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.